This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program produced by the Woof Boom Radio Group. Six formats, 10 stations, and growing, but one singular mission. We use our voice to build your community. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations for the Radio Group, and also General Manager of MuncieJournal.com. And our guest is Watasha Barnes Griffin. We are going to talk about Unity Week. There's a lot of items coming up all week long. Let's just start with the first and go from there, huh?
This Monday we'll be celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and so our community has several events planned on that day and throughout the week. And so as we start out this week, we kick off on Saturday, January the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. There will be the Martin Luther King Youth Citizenship Award. And everyone is invited to attend that Citizenship Award program at Muncie Central High School. This program will honor students in all grades at all our Muncie Community Schools. And it's for youth who demonstrate positive citizenship through kindness, leadership, and respectfulness in the classroom and in their extracurricular activities. And so this program on Saturday the 19th is co-sponsored by the Martin Luther King Dream Team and Muncie Community Schools. It's a free event, and all ages are welcome. Our keynote speaker for that Citizenship Awards will be Dr. Mia Johnson. She is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs for Ivy Tech Community College, and so we're excited to have her Saturday honoring about 124 kids from Muncie Community School.
I imagine the kids get pretty excited about that, too. I mean, it's kind of fun to be noted for being a good kid, isn't it?
It is great. They love it. They get to come up on stage, and they're greeted by that MLK committee. They're shaking hands with Muncie Community Schools Board President Jim Williams and Dylan Phelps and some others from the school, interim superintendent Steve Edwards. And so the kids dress up in their suit and ties and dresses,
neat.
And it's so cool.
Okay. What else is going on?
And so then on Monday, January the 21st, at 9 a.m. at Ball State University at Cardinal Hall in the L.A. Pittenger Center, we will have the Martin Luther King Community Breakfast. And this is the annual community breakfast that is hosted by the Muncie Community, Ball State University, and the Collective Coalition of Concerned Clergy. And this breakfast is to commemorate and celebrate the life and contributions of Martin Luther King. This is a free event. The seating is about 340. Our keynote for that breakfast that morning will be our very own President Jeff Mearns. He will be speaking to our audience that morning. And after the breakfast, immediately after the breakfast, right around 11 o'clock, there will be the Unity March. And it's an annual march that follows right after the breakfast. And the march will begin at the Multicultural Center on the corner of McKinley Avenue and North Street. And we head north on McKinley Avenue to the Schaefer Bell Tower. And then we simply return south on McKinley Avenue back to the Multicultural Center.
Okay.
So the breakfast and the march. The march is contingent on the weather. I don't know what Monday's weather will be,
yeah,
but it's contingent.
It's been interesting the last several days around here, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It has been.
All right.
I've been waiting for some snow.
Yeah.
We got a little bit.
If somebody can't attend the breakfast but can attend the walk or vice versa, is that okay, or is somebody supposed to go to both or what?
They are separate standalone activities.
Okay,
so
okay.
If you cannot make it to the breakfast, we would love to see you at the walk. Can't make it to the walk, come to the breakfast. But they are both open, both open to the public. And the seating is limited at about 340. And so I advise anyone coming to the breakfast to get there before 9 a.m. to guarantee a seat.
All right. What's next?
Also that day for our youth, the breakfast at Ball State is for adults. There will be students from Delaware County who will be recognized for some of their academics at that breakfast.
Okay.
However, there is the Children and Youth Breakfast and Activities will be at Muncie Central High School on Monday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And the doors for that open at 8:15. There are activities and workshops for grades K through 5 that will be facilitated and led by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie. And then workshops for grades 6 through 12 will be provided by community facilitators who are working through Ivy Tech's diversity department. So during that day, the keynote speaker for the kids will be Joseph Anderson, who is the local NAACP president. He will speak to the kids in a convocation.
I got you.
They'll do that. But then they have breakout sessions for the kids. They have, you know, different things on leadership, character building, academics. They've got a plethora of activities set up for the kids, and then breakfast and lunch are provided as well. So neat. That's a great thing happening for the kids during the day.
Are we on to Tuesday now with activities?
Well, see, we got to get to Monday night. Oh. So all day is a day on, not a day off.
That's right.
We celebrate
all right.
MLK all day.
Okay.
And so that evening, 6 p.m. at Union Missionary Baptist Church, the CCCC, Collective Coalition of Concerned Clergy, have a program, and the keynote speaker that night is Pastor Jeffrey A. Johnson, Sr., Senior Pastor of Eastern Star Church in Indianapolis. He will come down, and he will be the keynote. And the theme for that service at Union is Knowledge of Our History, We Embrace Our Destiny.
Okay.
So that is a community event as well, free, and we want as many folks to come together and to hear and stand in solidarity. So that is a jam-packed Monday for you.
I guess. Yeah. Okay, so what's after that?
And so then that week, at Ball State University, it is Unity Week, so they have a variety of activities that I can't speak to all of the activities that they have. But they are listed on Ball State's website for all of the those activities, and or you can reach out to Bobby Steele at the Multicultural Center, okay?
Okay.
But I can say that on Tuesday, January the 22nd, at 7:30 p.m. At Pruitt Hall at Ball State, the MLK Speaker Series will have Dr. Michael Eric Dyson as the keynote that evening. And so Dr. Dyson was a teacher at Georgetown, and he wrote for renowned publications like the New York Times, ESPN, and the New Republic. He has authored about 19 books examining the unresolved dilemma of current-day racism. And so he will talk a little bit about his book from 1994 called Making Malcolm and some other important issues surrounding civil rights and the civil rights movement. And so he will be here on Tuesday evening, 7:30. Again, that's open and free to the public. The seating, again, is limited. So if you want to hear him, I'd advise you to get there before 7:30.
Now, Watasha, remind me again, with regards to the Ball State, you know, Unity Week activities, what website should they go to again to see those items?
So they can just go to Ball State University's website.
Oh, okay.
And they will have all their events posted there. But if they wanted to nail it down further, they could go directly to the Multicultural Center's page, and they will have them all outlined as well. Uh-huh. They've got, you know, they've got all kinds of things. They've got a pageant going on. They've got several things going on all through the week that will be great. And all, again, free of charge. And so just check out their website.
We have about a minute and a half left in our segment here. And, Watasha, I'd like you to use the balance of the time here to talk about your day job. The YWCA, you were kind enough to do this interview. That's your job, but you volunteer on so many of these other groups and clubs and organizations. You're a good Munsonian. About the YWCA, how might people help the Y-Dub, as some call it, in volunteering efforts or donation efforts or whatever?
So as you all know, the YWCA here, 310 East Charles Street, we are an organization that empowers women, and we also eliminate racism. And one of the ways that we do that is through our a focus area of health and safety. And so we have a residential and emergency shelter program that houses women and children who have no place to call home. And so everything that is given to them is in kind. There is no charge to them. All of our services are free, and so we only can do that through fundraisers, our donors, donations, the community support. And so if you are ever thinking to donate, we take, you know, of course, financial donations to keep our doors open.
Sure.
But hygiene products, you know, household supplies, you know, pots and pans, all of those things that you and I use every day,
Steve.
We need those things here at the YW. We love volunteers. We can't do the work that we do without volunteers, so we are always looking for that. So you can simply give us a call at 765-284-3345 or come to the doors and come into our front desk, and we can help you that way as well. I just will say that last year we served over 693 women and kids in this building, whether it was one day or 25 days we served, and we're open, and we're here to do that.
Excellent.
And a cool thing is that we have branded, we've rebranded, and our name will be released, but it's changed over. We are now YWCA Central Indiana because we are not just serving Delaware County. We're serving other counties.
Okay.
So big ribbon cutting coming up.
All right. Duly noted. I'll get that emblazoned in my brain so that I say it right from now on. Watasha Barnes Griffin, our guest this week in Delaware County. Thanks for the time, Watasha.
Thank you, Steve.